This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Ryssdal. We say not infrequently on this program that the market is going to do what the market is going to do. And it seems the Texas Railroad Commission agrees. The commission was set to vote tomorrow on whether to limit oil production there as a way to stabilize prices, basically what OPEC does. Turns out, though, they punted, theory being it's already too late to regulate and that perhaps the market has already bottomed out. Marketplace's Scott Tong explains what's going on.
This morning, a key member of the Texas Commission that regulates oil, who is in favor of supply cuts, threw in the towel. He said on TV his proposal was dead. Now, most analysts say he didn't have the votes. And to energy economist Mark Finley at Rice University, state regulators didn't have to cut supply. Low prices already did that by forcing money-losing drillers to shut down.
The market's already there, or moving in that direction. The market wasn't waiting for the Railroad Commission to make a decision.
And now he thinks the market is moving on to recovery. Driving and flying are restarting in parts of the world, and oil prices are creeping up.
We may have seen the worst of the demand destruction as the economy begins to get back into motion here in the U.S. and around the world. And as of last Friday, the biggest coordinated production cuts in the history of the world oil market have taken effect.
That is, OPEC and non-OPEC countries are dramatically cutting supply, so the world's massive oversupply may be shrinking. Maybe. Now, the virus could surge in the fall, so the key to oil market researcher Ann Louise Hiddle at Wood Mackenzie is whether the stay-at-home rules stay lifted.
The recovery in demand will be driven by the easing of those containment measures.
The other if is whether the world has a COVID-19 vaccine next year, giving travelers some assurance that it's okay to move about the planet.
Our forecast is based on the assumption that there'll be a vaccine in the market in the second quarter of next year. We just made that assumption. That kind of a recovery won't happen if we don't see a vaccine developed by then.
It is striking hearing energy experts talk about public health uncertainties. But as one analyst put it, the leading economic indicator is the virus. I'm Scott Tong for Marketplace.